Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
The Lord, praise Jesus. Welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our Father and Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We exalt you. We magnify your name. We thank you for another day in our lives. We thank you for everything that you have done for us. Jehovah God, from the time our mother conceived us up to this very moment, we are grateful. For you have been our God, you have been our helper, you have been our healer, you have been our provider, you have been our all in all. Thank you, everlasting Father. We bless you, we magnify your name. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Father, Lord, we commit this day, broadcast into your hands, and we pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us individually and collectively. That matter of our life, Father, Lord, you will intervene. As you step into the boat of Peter, you will step into our boat, into the boat of our lives in the name of our Lord Jesus. You will bring an end to life of frustration, life of disappointment, life of failure in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I'm so excited to be with you today. Because I brought good news for you, I'm going to be discussing with you what I titled, You Will Revive Me. The Lord will revive you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will strengthen you. He will uphold you in the name of Jesus. Where you have been down, the Almighty God will lift you up. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, His light will shine upon you. In the name of Jesus, it will fill your mouth with outstanding, uncommon testimonies this season in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I'm taking my text from the book of Psalm 71, and I'm reading from verse 20 to verse 24. It says, You who have made me see many troubles and calamities, will revive me again. The Lord will revive you again. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, you will revive me again. From the depth of the heart, you will bring me up again. The Lord will bring you up again. The Lord will lift you up again. In the name of our Lord Jesus, don't be afraid of having fallen. The Almighty God will lift you up again. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Verse 21 says, You will increase my greatness and comfort me again. I will also praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, O my God. I will sing praises to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy. Let somebody shout for joy there. Shout for joy because the Lord is doing something wonderful for you. He's doing something wonderful in you. He's doing something wonderful through you. He's doing something wonderful by you. So shout for joy. Say, my lips will shout for joy. When I sing praises to you, my soul also, which you have redeemed, and my tongue will talk of your righteous help all the day long. For they have been put to shame and disappointment, who sought to do me aught. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the name of our Lord Jesus. All your enemies shall be put to shame. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm saying that the Lord is going to revive you again. No matter how far you have gone, don't lose hope. The Almighty God is there for you. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the Lord is not unaware of that situation you are going through right now. You may call it trouble. You may call it whatever name you want to call it. It doesn't matter because there is a name that is greater than the name of that situation you are going through. And that is the name of Jesus. And that name will speak for you. The name of Jesus will speak for you. He will revive you again. Because he is aware of what you are going through. David speaking in the book of Psalms, Psalm 31, verse 7. He said, I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love. Because you have seen my affliction. You have known the distress of my soul. So you see, David is saying that you know what I'm going through. And for that reason, I'm going to rejoice. Because you are more than able to deliver me. And the Lord will deliver you too. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 143 verse 12. Psalm 143 verse 12 says, in your steadfast love, you will cut off my enemies. The Lord will cut off your enemies. And you will destroy all the adversaries of my soul. For I am your servant. Glory be to his holy name. The Lord is going to destroy every adversary of your soul. Everyone plotting evil against you, the Almighty God will rise on your behalf. You will destroy them. Wherever they may be gathered concerning you, the Almighty God will scatter them. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that what God has done before, he can do it again. He will not only do it again, but he's ready to do great and mighty things for you. The book of Lamentation chapter 3 verse 22 says, the steadfast love of the Lord, it never ceases. He said, his mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. His mercies never come to an end. The steadfast love of the Lord, it never ceases. Your almighty God will continue to show his love for you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, he will protect you. He will keep you away from evil. He will keep evil away from you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to also know that the Lord, he is ready to increase you. He will increase you on all sides. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Jabez cried to him. He cried to him. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, reading from verse 9 to 10, it says, Jabez was more honorable than his brother. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. But see, Jabez did not accept that. He did not accept that. He cried unto the Lord. The Bible says in verse 10, say, Jabez called upon the Lord of Israel, saying, oh, that you will bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you will keep me from harm, so that it might not bring me pain. And God granted what he asked. The Lord will grant your request in the name of Jesus. That which you ask of him, he will answer you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Why did I say we answer you? Because I know with God, nothing is impossible. There is nothing too hard for him. The Bible tells us in the book of Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17, say, ah, Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens. It is you that have made the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. And he said, nothing is too hard for you. Absolutely nothing is too hard for my God. My God, he will do it for you. He has done it in the past. He is doing it right now. He will do it for you. So brothers and sisters, just relax. Just relax. Know that he is more than able to do it for you. No matter how bad that situation is, no matter how terrible the situation is, no matter how hopeless the situation is, brothers and sisters, know that God is there for you. He is there for you. He will turn that situation around for your good. In as much as you are still alive, do not lose hope. Do not lose hope. The Bible tells us in the book of Job, Job chapter 14 verse 7, Job 14 verse 7, say, for there is hope for a tree if it is cut down. Can you imagine? He said, there is hope for a tree if it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its shoot will not cease. Though its root grow old in the earth, and its stem die in the soil, yet at the scent of water it will bud and put out branches like a young plant. Fantastic. Like a young plant. For brothers and sisters, don't worry. The Almighty God will release his fountain of water upon that situation. And when we are talking about the water, water can also renew me. They are the Holy Spirit of God. So the Almighty God will visit you. He will breathe upon that situation and he will revive you. That situation that appeared to be dead, he will bring it back to life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, that dead dream, he will bring it back to life. That dead vision, he will bring it back to life. That dead business, he will bring it back to life. That dead marriage, he will bring it back to life. Because the resurrection power that rose up Jesus Christ from the dead, that power is made available unto you this day. In the name of our Lord Jesus, he will bring forth that revival. In your life, in your family, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. So continue to speak of the goodness of God. Continue to speak of his goodness. In that Psalm 71 that you read, in verse 24, it says, and my tongue will talk of your righteous help all day long. Not only in the morning, not only at daytime, not only at nighttime, say all day long, throughout the day. Say, for they have been put to shame and disappointed, who sought to do me aught. Your enemy has already been put to shame. So don't worry, the Almighty God is there for you. God speaking to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 verse 10. He said, have I not commanded you? Have I not commanded, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will revive you again. He will revive you again. In the name of our Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in Psalm 23 verse 4. David speaking there. He said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the dead, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. They comfort me. Brothers and sisters, the Almighty God is ready for you. He is with you. He will keep you. All you need to do, cast your burden unto him. Cast your burden unto him. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7, say, casting all your anxieties on him. Why? Because he cares for you. Jesus cares for you. Jesus cares for you. So just cast all your burden unto him and he will be there for you. Brothers and sisters, I just want you to know, stop worrying. All you need to do is to praise God. Praise him at all times. Do not cease praising him. Bible tells us in that Psalm 71, say, I will also praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, oh my God. I will sing praises to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. Say, my lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you, my soul also, which you have redeemed. So, brothers and sisters, praise this God. Praise him. That situation that looks hopeless, God is ready to turn it around. I say to you this day, the Almighty God will revive you. And indeed, he will do so. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. But brothers and sisters, you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You need to accept him. And when you do so, the Almighty God will be able to turn those situations around. So I'm giving you this opportunity to accept him as your Lord and Savior. And I want you to say after me, dear Lord Jesus, I believe you came and died for me on the cross. You shed your blood for my salvation. I believe you rose from the dead and ascended on high. I believe you are coming back again on earth. Dear Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Cleanse me now with your precious blood. In Jesus' name. Father, I want to thank you for these your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. And let them never go back to their vomit. In the mighty name of Jesus. For everyone who have listened to this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. The Lord will perform his wonders in your life. He will fill your mouth with uncommon testimony this season. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.